Hey guys, let's cut the show, man.
Okay.
Can I say what the answer is? What's the answer, Shekinah?
The answer is heroin. So he for man, her for her, there for woman.
Okay.
And then you said the other one is what, hero?
Greater. Yeah, greater man.
I said a great woman.
A great woman. Heroine. A heroine is a great woman. Because a hero is a great man, right?
Yeah. Both of you are wrong.
I know I'm right.
No, you're not.
Because H-E is for he, which is man.
At least she's cooked better.
And then H-E-R is for a woman. A great woman is a heroine. What else? What else does it say?
Well, what word first? Two letters are a man. First three, a woman. First four, a great man.
Hero.
But the whole word is a great woman.
Heroine.
Try again.
Nah, she's cooked. Sheesh. If that's not the answer, you've made the answer today.
We've done this before, yes. But I've changed the context, and that's not the answer. The context is the same, but the answer is different.
So the answer is different?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, don't have time now. It's time for news. So if you think you know what the answer is, do call us
man's
up. Or do
laughter? Send
us. And wow. Woman is man's laughter. That's either on 0979-192-485 or 0961-690-487. If you think you know what the answer is to our brain buster this morning.
Power Breakfast, 6 to 10 a.m.
Right here on your morning station.
Power FM. We play nothing but power.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, warns of flash floods.
Opposition Citizens First Party urged to enhance mobilization ahead of 2026 polls.
Nigeria to increase security around schools as it welcomes back abducted students.
And in sports news, Arsenal to beat Palace on penalties as they reach EFL Cup semi-finals.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, I am Grace Wanji.
And I'm Shekinah Sakala.
The Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, has warned members of the public on the possible flash floods as forecasted by the Zambia Meteorological Department, said MD. In a press statement, Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit Senior Communications Officer Masis Musukwa said the country is anticipating for flash floods in some parts of the country. According to the flash floods monitor issued by ZMD on yesterday, 23rd December 2025, which is valid for a period of 24 hours, flash floods and flooding is anticipated in several parts of the country, particularly in areas classified as high risk and medium risk, as indicated in the forecast. The affected regions include southern Lusaka, central Lwapula, northern Muchinga and eastern provinces, among others.
In a separate development, Opposition Citizens First, CF President Harry Calabas directed all party structures to focus their efforts on mobilization ahead of the 2026 election. Danton Dlovu, party deputy spokesperson, told Power FM that the next year's elections remain Zambia's only hope for defending democracy and good governance following the passage of the contentious Bill 7. Mr. Dlovu has charged that the party is disappointed with the opposition members of parliament who voted for Bill 7. He claims that the situation is contrary to the wishes of the general public. civil society organizations, and the church, all of whom sacrificed and risked their lives to oppose Bill 7. He went on to say that the deceitful nature of the lawmakers who voted in favor of the bill will be used to decide whether or not to keep them in Parliament next year. He was quick to accuse those siding with the ruling party of being untrustworthy to run for president in 2026 because of their deceptive actions that have significantly contributed to the country's demise of democracy.
In another special development, UPND presidential media team member Father Frank Walia still insists that the ruling party does not have a formidable political position. Speaking in an interview with Power FM News in Kawe, Father Walia alleges that the existing opposition parties are fragmented and cannot offer credible checks and balances to the government. He urges the opposition leaders, which are focusing on their personal interests rather than presenting clear alternative policies aimed at benefiting the Zambian people.
The Ministry of Education has released the 2025 primary school leaving examination and junior secondary examination results. And therefore, they have said that there is a 71.36% of grade 7 candidates passing and a 72.25% of grade 9 candidates obtaining certificates, reflecting a notable improvement. Education Minister Douglas Yatulima announced a total of 587,471 candidates registered for the 2025 primary school leaving examination, representing an 8.17% increase from 2024, adding that out of these, 538,824 candidates sat for the exam, while 48,647 were absent, a reduction from a 9.44% in the previous year. Mr. Siakalima said that at grade 7 level, 384,592 candidates passed the exam, with girls accounting for 52.36% of those who passed, while 154,373 candidates failed and would not proceed to Form 1. At grade 9 level, Mr. Siakalima announced that 303,674 candidates entered the exam with a 6.59% reduction from 2024 and with 285,634 sitting for it. The minister said the performance improved significantly with 206,357 candidates obtaining certificates, while 72,321 obtained statements and 6,956 failed. Mr. Sakalima attributes the improvement to the abolition of automatic progression and strengthened learner competencies. The minister further revealed that while 2025 primary school examinations were conducted with zero reported malpractices, the junior secondary leaving examinations recorded several cases of academic dishonesty.
I'm glad to inform the nation that for another year running, no increase of examination materials recorded for both examinations in 2025. Further, during the conduct of the primary school leaving examination, no record of cases of suspected examination malpractice were recorded. However, during the conduct of the 2025 junior secondary school examination, there were 92 individuals and one core center reported suspected cases of examination malpractice. The cases were predominantly of assistance. The results of the affected candidates have been withheld pending examination by the appropriate committee of the Examination Council of Zambia. The Ministry of Education and relevant stakeholders shall not relent in ensuring that all forms of malpractice are brought to a complete stop.
In international news, armed men have abducted at least 28 people traveling to annual Islamic gathering in Nigeria's central Plateau state, according to local sources. The victims, including women and children, were attacked on Sunday night while traveling by bus between rural communities. Witnesses say the gunmen stopped the vehicle and forced passengers away at gunpoint. The authorities have not issued an official statement, and the identity of the attackers remains unclear. A journalist based in Plateau State told the BBC that relatives of those abducted have already begun receiving ransom demands from the kidnappers. The incident comes amid growing concern over the spread of mass abductions across parts of northern and central Nigeria. Criminal gangs, often referred to locally as bandits, regularly target travelers, villages and schools. Although paying ransom is illegal under Nigerian law, security analysts say it is widely believed to be how many kidnappings end, making it a key source of income for